Greetings, friends. You're with Andrew Funky, and this is the Rock and Rhythm Review. For the next 27 minutes and 55 seconds, stay tuned to Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio show highlighting the music from 1945 to 1965. Now, I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor do I hold a degree in music history. And just like you, I don't understand Matt Master's rather unsettling obsession with popular music that came out before your parents were born. But I did work on the Johnny Otis Project down at Indiana University for 2 years, listening to old archive tapes of his radio show and cataloging all the performances. It was a real education for me and taught me a lot about radio and rhythm and blues. So I'm happy to guest host this episode of the Rock and Rhythm Review about Johnny Otis. In 1994, John Alexander Veliotis was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame under the non-performer category. And in some ways that's a bit of an injustice, and in other ways it's really an apt classification. Now, nicknamed the Godfather of R&B, John is a multifaceted artist, both musically and even in visual arts. But you can also throw in that he's a producer, singer, he's a multi-instrumentalist who plays drums, vibes, and the piano. He's a songwriter, bandleader, DJ, reverend, organic farmer, record label owner, and just one hell of a talent scout. John also possessed the unique facet of passing himself off for black, even though he was white. He grew up in a black neighborhood up around Oakland, and just decided early on that that's who he associated with and what he understood, and that's how he was going to be. He's probably the most omnipresent figure in West Coast rock and rhythm, yet a lot of people don't remember him or he seemed to be out of sight. Yet John was right there in front of everyone the whole time. So let's go ahead and get started with the music right here on the Rock and Rhythm Review with John Veliotis, a.k.a. Johnny Otis. Earl Hagen was a prolific and equally as diverse songwriter as Otis, writing the immortal theme to The Andy Griffith Show, yet penning the sultry jazz standard Harlem Nocturne. And Nocturne was a big band staple by 1945 when Otis fronted his first band and manned the traps for his take on Hagen's masterwork. So here it is, Johnny Otis with Harlem Nocturne.
Thank you.
Recorded as part of a bootleg session during the Musicians Union Band of 1948, the following artists would be lost to history, even to Johnny Otis. Obscure singer and guitarist Joe Swift recorded just a handful of singles, one of which provided Otis with his first chart hit and Swift with a bit of self-prophesying. Here he is, Joe Swift, backed by Johnny Otis with That's Your Last Boogie.
Was a chick, what a girl, built up fine, teeth of pearl. She had a guy doing him wrong. He called her one night and started singing this song. That's your last boogie. That's your last boogie. That's your last boogie. You won't boogie woogie anymore. Another case I recall. Chick named Grace, cat named Paul. She stayed in, he stayed out. She spied him one night and began to shout, that's your last boogie. That's your last boogie. That's your last boogie. You won't boogie woogie anymore. My bed, eyes all black, nearly dead. I saw her, but she saw me first. My baby started crooning this little verse. That's your last boogie. That's your last boogie. That's your last boogie. You won't boogie woogie anymore. Some advice straight to you. If you play, you pay too, so be wise, I mean soon, or you will be hearing this graveyard tune. That's your last boogie. That's your last boogie. That's your last boogie. You won't boogie woogie anymore.
By the end of the 40s, Otis had scouted teen singer Little Lester Phillips and the vocal group The Robins, whereupon Otis and company signed with Savoy Records in 1949. There they cut an Otis original. Well, Jesse Mae Robinson's out-of-court settlement proved otherwise, but this one featured Little Lester, The Robins' bass Bobby Nunn, and Otis's vibraphone for what would prove his biggest hit for a decade, Double Crossing Blues.
If I don't thrill you, baby, goodness knows how hard I've tried. Folks say that you've been cheating, and how I see it's true. While I can't quit you, baby, 'cause I'm so in love. goodness knows all I've tried.
You stayed out last night. Say you were playing cards. Can't understand it, baby. What make your big fat head so hard? I'm gonna leave you, and there's no need for you to cry. Well, if I can't satisfy you, baby, well, goodness knows how I try.
You should be out in the forest fighting a big old grizzly bear.
How come you ain't out in the forest?
I'm a lady.
They got lady bears out there.
Oh, baby, I can't use you anymore.
Well, if you can't use me, mama, don't let nobody come out that back door.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Daddy.
Bye-bye.
Otis's pairing with Savoy, the Robins, Esther, and singer Mel Walker proved stunning as Otis and company racked up a dozen top 10 hits over the next year. One of the last found Otis stepping to the mic for his loose adaptation of Louis Jordan's popular Saturday Night Fish Fry with 1951's All Night Long.
Hey, Mr. Landlord, you can lock that door. Pull the lights down low and pull the rug off the floor. Don't nobody answer if you hear a knock. Just grab your baby and rock.
All night long.
Nobody gonna put you out if you feel like you wanna shout.
All night long. All night long. All night long. Rockin' all night long.
Hey, everybody, let's get it on. Life is short, so let's have some fun. Forget about tomorrow, turn back the clock. Let's get together and rock.
All night long.
Cops ain't coming out this time of night. The joint is jumping, let the good times roll and satisfy your soul.
All night long.
And watch whose chick you sound.
All night long.
What man? Don't give your right name.
Otis and his group were lured over to Mercury Records in 1951, where sessions with sax ace Ben Webster created astounding sonic moments, such as the instrumental Goomp Blues, which showcases Otis's secret weapon, Pete Lewis. For 10 years, Lewis's guitar graced Otis's records, but just like Joe Swift, Lewis became a casualty of rock and rhythm, fate unknown. As I understand it, the last time Johnny Otis saw Pete Lewis, he was a bum on the street during the Watts riots in 1965, and after that, he just disappeared. Well, we're lucky enough to at least have this recording, and here he is with Johnny Otis and Goomp Blues. Yielding but one hit for Mercury, and a cover at that, Otis & Company left for the Peacock label in 1953, where Otis, his drums, and in particular Lewis's guitar, provided backing for Big Mama Thornton and her immortal Hound Dog. That same year, Otis would sing on one of the few Peacock singles under his own name, Rock Me Baby.
Rock me, baby, all night long.
Well, rock me, yeah, and roll me, yeah, and baby, let's carry on.
Let's carry on.
Rock me to the right, rock me to the left. Kill me, baby, don't hurt yourself. Rock me, baby,
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 rock me till the broad daylight,
till the broad daylight.
Swinging in the street, pull the snaggle tooth tiger, and pull the shark with me. Rock me, baby,
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 rock me till the broad daylight,
till the broad daylight.
Yeah.
finding hits fleeting post-Savoy, Otis teamed with Aladdin Records to create a label called Ultra, which was quickly renamed Dig. Now, Otis's concept for this was for artists to record at Dig Studios in the morning, and Otis would play the singles on his afternoon radio show, which I think is pretty ingenious. Unfortunately for Dig, like many small labels, distribution killed the dream, and what was left were dozens of unreleased gems and a handful of released singles. By 1957, with the Dig label buried, and one hit in 5 years, signing with one of the largest labels in the world would reveal another Otis facet, Adaptive. His second single for Capitol was a live doo-wop update of a 1921 oldie with singer Marie Adams and her sisters, fittingly known as the Three Tons of Joy. And if you've ever seen photographs or live footage of Marie Adams and her sisters, that is a very apt title. From this, Otis began to crack the teenage code of the late 50s. With a song called Ma, He's Making Eyes at Me. Thanks again for tuning into this installment of Rock and Rhythm Review. I am your guest host, Andrew Funky, and my special thanks go out to producer for this episode, Deacon Tim Plunkett, as well as Matt Masters and Jim Walsh. If you have any questions or comments, be sure to send your email to wmat@mail.com. With his vocals up front and his latest find, guitar ace Jimmy Nolan in tow, Otis conquered rock and roll when he combined nonsensical lyrics, a novel British hand-centric dance, and the Bo Diddley beat for his biggest hit. Although this would prove to be his peak as an artist, Otis's work in music would continue to diversify. Aside from music, Otis's life would be just as diverse as he branched out into painting, politics, writing, and religion. Johnny Otis is and was a jack of all trades and a master of all. And here he is with 1958's Willie and the Hand Jive.
Got a cool little chick named Rockin' Millie. He can walk and stroll in Susie Q and do that crazy hand jive too. Papa told Willie, you'll ruin my home. You and that hand jive has got to go. Willie said, Papa, don't put me down. They're doing all over town.
sister Flo. Grandma gave baby sister a dime, said do that hand jive one more time. Doctor and a lawyer and an Indian chief, now they all dig that crazy beat. Way out Willie gave them all a treat when he did that hand jive with his feet. Hand jive, hand jive, hand jive, doing that crazy hand jive. Hey, hey. Ah, Willie and Millie got married last fall. They had a little Willie Jr. and that ain't all. Well, the baby got famous in his crib, you see, doing the hand jive on TV.